Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess, with your weekly metaforecast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, December 21st through Sunday, December 17th. The week begins with a lively event, as the winter solstice will present the shortest day and the longest night. Look to the sky for a fantastic sight. For Jupiter and Saturn will align and form a shining star so divine, and while this occurrence happens every 20 years, they have not been this close since the days of Shakespeare. And even then it's predicted to have not been well seen, for that we are looking at the early 13th century. Needless to say, take advantage of the extra evening darkness tonight. Look just above the southwestern or western horizon after sunset. Saturn, the planet of tangible reality, fused together with Jupiter, the planet of far-reaching possibility. What does it mean for these two planets to unite on this special first day of winter when the Sun enters Capricorn, the sign of reality? Is there a place where reality and possibility unite to form a different type of reality?
Maybe.
German physicist Werner Heisenberg was born under a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. Known for publishing the uncertainty principle in 1927, he made staggering discoveries in the quantum world of potentialities and possibilities. He discovered a strange physical world, a probability wave that lived between reality and possibility. He said, "Revere these things beyond science, which really matter, and about which it is difficult to speak." Born on the exact same day as Heisenberg was another reality possibilist, Walt Disney. He famously said, "Fantasy and reality often overlap," and maintained that his films were made for the child in everyone. He spoke to children matter-of-factly because he saw that they were always reaching. He also saw children to be born blessed with vivid imaginations, and he admitted that he resented the limitation of his own imagination. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle speaks of a certain fuzziness to reality. It states that the position and the velocity of an object cannot both be measured exactly at the same time, even in theory. It is like knowing that your car is at an exact location and having no way of knowing what speed you are going, or vice versa. A strange world where reality meets possibility, shining symbolically in the sky on this darkest night. As a new year approaches and an old and challenging one comes to an end, what a good time it is to get cozy with uncertainty itself. It is uncertainty that brings about expectation and investigation. Lively things, alive with a sense of future. Things that keep us reaching and revivifying our imagination. This great star in the sky, a glimmer of the Aquarian age, as both these planets just went into Aquarius last week, the sign of future and innovation. While certainty may seem to quell stress and fear, uncertainty with its dynamism is a reason to cheer. As psychologist Eric Fromm said, "The quest for certainty blocks the search for meaning. Uncertainty is the very condition to impel man to unfold his powers." Mercury is now in Capricorn along with the Sun. Perception is sharp, tuned in, perfect for beholding that brilliant night star. Venus in Sagittarius, celebrating the enthusiastic love of knowledge, which historian and mathematician Jacob Bronowski saw as an unending adventure at the edge of uncertainty. Mars moving onward in Aries, the most daring of planetary signatures. Oh, where would we be without the ability to dare? Walt Disney said he liked to dream, then test his dreams against his beliefs, then dare to see them through. There it is again, that strange world, alive between reality and possibility. Uranus in Taurus, the body electric, supporting by trine aspect the energy of the Sun and Mercury. See the star and be the star, the merging of the near and far. Neptune in Pisces, dreaming before daring. The moon will begin the week in Pisces, the sign of imagination and fuzziness. Get cozy with some fuzzy aspect of reality and let your imagination seek out pertinent avenues that slowly come into focus. by early evening Monday, as we begin to look for that brilliant night star. The moon will wax into Aries, and the atmosphere comes alive with anticipation. Though you will be able to enjoy the beauty of this star for the whole week, tonight is when these two planets are the closest. It's the winter solstice, with drama at its mostest. The Aries moon will continue through Tuesday and Wednesday. Make room to dare, and do it with flair. By Thursday, Christmas Eve, we have a larger Taurus moon, the sign associated with nature. Now that we have meditated on nature's fuzzy little secret, pour some eggnog and turn the fire on the TV. These warm fuzzies are like wormholes to the world between worlds, where possibility and reality snuggle, where possibilities glisten and reality listens. Enjoy this big and fuzzy moon for Christmas night as well, after the cookies and mistletoes have cast their spells. Hold close the thing certain, like the warmth of love, and give tidings to uncertainty that twinkles from above. By evening on Saturday, the moon grows quite large in Gemini, the sign of facts, like little pixels that continue to accumulate and make our world a knowable place, less fuzzy. The last time the Great Conjunction star was this visible was when religion held the answers, whereas now it's science. Heisenberg always held a strong curiosity towards where these two worlds might unite. He said, "The first gulp from the glass of natural sciences will turn you into an atheist, but at the bottom of the glass, God is waiting for you." If there is a world between reality and possibility, where waves behave in the most mysterious ways, and sharpness bottoms out into more of a blur, this is surely the realm where our blood starts to stir. Enjoy this crystalline first week of winter in all of its uncertainty. As always, happy astro pondering. To watch a video of today's show or for contact information, visit me at happyastropondering.com.